Moms are expected to know everything, aren't they? Everything from, why is the sky blue, to, what in the world is that? It's easy to feel overwhelmed, even without a pandemic. To the rescue comes Science Moms, with answers to some of life's toughest questions.
Climate change. It's just a money grab for us scientists to rake in millions of dollars from government grants, right?
The latest surveys find about two-thirds of Americans are concerned about climate change and believe more initiatives are needed to control it. In Erie County, that jumps to almost three-quarters. But moms are even bigger worriers.
83% of moms are already concerned. And that makes sense because a mom's number one job is to protect her kids. And climate change threatens our kids' future, our kids' health, and our kids' safety.
But what mom has time to read the latest scientific studies? So co-founder and accomplished atmospheric scientist Catherine Hayhoe says Science Moms is working to demystify all that research jargon and debate about climate change so moms can feel empowered to use their outside voice as a catalyst for the planet.
A mom's life is a very busy life. We don't have any extra time to mess around with things that are complicated or are going to take us a long time to figure out. So we just want the information broken down into simple, digestible bits. How do we know this thing's real? Why is it happening? And most importantly, what can I personally do to help fix it?
Born and educated in Toronto, Hayhoe knows Western New York's ecosystem well.
In the case of Buffalo, what's happening is there's less days when the lake is covered in ice. So as it's been getting warmer, the lake ice season has been getting shorter on all the Great Lakes. We're also seeing that different animals and insects and birds and trees and things like that are starting to move northward.
Some of those things are unwanted, like deer ticks that carry Lyme disease. Hayhoe says there are disbelievers who say climate change isn't the cause, but the data shows otherwise.
It doesn't mean that you have to go through your whole house and go zero waste. There's small, sensible things everybody can do at every level.
Ruth DeFries is also a co-founder and much-honored sustainable development scientist. She says Science Moms also hopes to bring more women into the field.
If you look at the numbers, there clearly is a lot of work to do about how women progress in scientific careers. It's not a pipeline issue, but the promotions and the tenure, as you go up, women start to drop out.
Both women had fathers who encouraged them to think of science as fun. Hayhoe's dad was a science teacher, and DeFries' dad was an engineer.
He had such a curious scientific mind, so we would have long scientific discussions when I was little, and I'm sure there were many subliminal messages that girls should not be scientists or good at math, but I never felt that way.
The scientists remind that every aspect of climate disproportionately impacts women and children, poor and minority communities, people who are already marginalized, that the first to be displaced by a weather shock or climate emergency, to feel less secure economically, to put aside their own ambitions to care for others. So what's DeFries' advice for talking to girls and boys and adults about climate change?
Just help them appreciate how beautiful and amazing is this planet that we live on, that we depend on for our water, for our food, for clean air. Help them see that connection that we have with the planet.
She says everyone has that connection and a voice to talk about it, with family and friends, through social media, on the job, at church, or a PTA meeting. So like the mothers who got mad against drunk driving, Science Moms is a family-friendly resource to learn about, act, and be heard on a topic that may seem too large and difficult to tackle.
If we don't tackle it, it's even a bigger task. But what I think is important is for people to have hope, to not feel like that we're doomed and there's nothing we can do. The basics of climate science is very simple. It's very straightforward. We're putting too much greenhouse gases into the atmosphere. It's warming the planet.
Marion Heatherly, WBFO News.